Welcome everybody, share number 1136. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rabban Zi. So Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe and the Refuah Shalema Sarah Fega Baslay Nechama. Getting back to our Malacha of Tzad trapping. Okay, we are in the middle of talking about fleas and mosquitoes. Sounds interesting. We're talking about fleas and mosquitoes, but in reference to trapping them, if it's actually biting a person, or if it's on their clothing, the inside of their clothing, or just on their skin, or how to go about it. And we established the fact that this is actually a category in the Shulchan Aruch of not dangerous. Obviously, when it's dangerous, you could just kill it. That's not a question. B'kuach nefesh, nothing to talk about. You just kill it and finished. When it's just a somewhat painful item like a bee or so on, we said one could trap it. Again, not to kill it. And then we have, and skipping the flea category, you have those things that don't hurt at all, like an ant, a roach, or whatever the case is, or a regular fly in general. Those things, unless the fly actually bites a person, but most of the time it's just flying around. It's just very annoying, sort of mentally, but not physically. And we said just the chazarov, those things cannot be trapped. Need be, one could try and have them go, have them go on a plate, on a napkin, or whatever, and fling them either out the window or out the door, whatever, being careful not to kill them, being careful not to trap them. They don't have a din of muksa in those cases. Yeah, sometimes they do, but in those cases, it's what we call grav shal re'ei, and one could just fling it out like that. Again, being careful not to trap them in the cup or napkin or plate, and being careful not to kill them when doing so. So now getting back to our category, which is parish, which is the category of whereby this either flea, and I want to mention the Sefer Klolim on page Kuf Mem Vav puts also Yitay, she brings down a mosquito, also in the same category, which would fall under the same category as a flea, which again, it's not, we spoke about a few shiurim ago when it has some, for some people, it has a din of a bee. We did talk about that. If it like blows up, they have a bad allergic reaction and so on. Again, not being dangerous, but like a bee, when it's very painful, then taka, we said one can trap it. It's no worse, the mosquito is no worse than a bee. But in our cases, it's just a regular mosquito bite, a little itchy, whatever the case is, and or a flea, it's a little bit of annoying, but it's not like a very painful thing. So that's what he brings down. That's a category in the Shulchan Aruch, in which case, what could you do? The halachas are over there. We spoke about that. If it's on the skin biting a person, you could definitely take it and fling it off. If it's on the person's skin also, there's what to rely on. And even inside the clothing, there were yesh makilim brought down by the Mishabura to take it and throw it off. Again, being careful not to kill it. Being careful not to kill it, and if possible, to try and shake it off, and not to have to come on to taking it with one's fingers. Just to shake your shirt or whatever, shake your arm, and it just flies away, which sometimes could happen. Okay, so he brings down, just to read real quickly from the Sefer Klolim, again on page Kuf Mem Vav, a parish, a yitash, these either a flea, and again he puts also a mosquito in the same category in a case in time whereby it's not some sort of allergic reaction, it's just a little itchy, whatever. So he says, Mutter Lotzer de Lahoser, one would be allowed to trap it and get rid of it. Parish ayita sheikatzisam kala, because the bite, he says, the bite, again, when it's biting, we're talking about now when it's biting, well, we'll see exactly. We spoke about when it's biting, but we'll see, like we said, inside the shirt, even on the skin. But what he's trying to say now, sheikatzisam kala, it's like a light type of a bite. For ena geremas Ka'avim merubim. It's not. It doesn't cause like a major pain. Like a bee is much more harmful, much more painful. Let's put it like that. So he says. So, but when could you go? When could you take it? Mutter lotzer de lahosra, to take it and to get rid of it. When could you do that? Like we saw in the Shulchan Aruch, when this either this flea or mosquito. Again, he puts the mosquito in the same category. Again, when it's just stomach itchy type thing and not an allergic reaction. Kavar oim de malbasar. It's on the person's skin and it's biting them. So then he says, "V'yesh matirim," like we saw in the Mishnah, "V'yesh matirim afilu imnim som al bigdoy b'fnim." Even if it's on the inside, not the outside, but if it's on the inside of one's clothing, there are those who are matir to do that also. But he does say, "V'asa lahargam afilu imdim haparish oy hayitish al b'sarei v'oiksim." Even if it's biting a person, you have to be careful not to kill it. Again, not assuming there's nothing dangerous here. Whatever the case is, just a question of a little bit of a bite. It's not such a a major pain, then one would not be allowed to kill it in these instances, but just to take it and throw it off. So now he says, he ends off, Aval im ha-purish, oy ha-yitish. But now what about if it's on the table? Right, good, if it's on the inside of my clothing, right, we said there's what to rely on also. Because on the inside of the clothing, we saw in the Sharetzion and so on, it could come to bite a person, right? Aval im parish ayitesh. Now, if this flea or mosquito is on the table, raksam loy, then it's taka asa l'tzadam, l'tzudam, and then it would be asa to capture it. It's just, it's on the table over here. So, again, nothing dangerous, no allergic reaction. It's just, it's a little sting, it might be itchy. So, then you can't trap it. You shoo it away. It's not on my skin, it's not on my clothes, it's not in my clothing inside. It's just sitting there on the table. So you just like shoo it away, trying, not to kill it, but to fling with your hands. It'll fly away, whatever the case is, but it would not be allowed in that case, because of the fact it falls into this category, it would not be allowed to be trapped, like to throw a cup on it or something like that, like we spoke about in the case of a bee. Now, there is a shmuz, we'll talk about it a little bit next year, get a little more into it. Now, the question comes up, actually, in other words, if it's not a major bother, like we said, on the table, you're not supposed to trap it. But now, let's say it's taka, it just bothers, it's flying around lands, and it's mamish bothering a person to the point that I don't know if a peace of mind, as they say in English, you know what I mean? So it brings down the Sefer Klal, and we'll see in the Dirshu how to work with it next year. But he says, Nechleku ha-poiskim im sar ha-nefesh, if sar ha-nefesh, kagon shi-yesh poshim yish-toshim, shem is-tovivim saviva, they're flying around. There's a couple of mosquitoes flying around. Right? He talks about by mice, but we'll talk about that a little bit different because I think mice is even worse. But let's say the mosquitoes are flying around and it's just, it's mamish taking away my whole menuchas and nefesh. I can't. I'm all annoyed. I'm all upset now. I'm mamish upset. So he brings down, is that mutter to trap them? Do we say, in other words, do we say that the tsar ha-nefesh is like tsar ha-guf? The fact that I'm sort of like mentally disturbed, you know, from the whole thing, would that classify as, again, to the point whereby it's mamish really bothering you? If it's just flying around or whatever, it's a little annoying, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about mamish, it's really getting on my nerves, as they say in English. Is that have the same halacha as being mitzar haguf, right? That's what he says. Tzar ha-nefesh and tzar haguf, do we say it's the same thing? So, because he brings down, interesting, that if we could say that, if we could show you maybe that it's mamish annoying me so much that it says mamish being mitzar me, not physically but mentally, so maybe it has the same halacha as though it's on my body. If you say that tzar ha-nefesh is the same as tzar ha-guf, right, the fact that a mamish it's taking away my whole menuchas ha-nefesh, it's disturbing me greatly. If you're going to tell me that tzar, that annoyance and pain is the same as the tzar haguf, like as though it's biting me, right? So then maybe we'll say in that case also, you're allowed to take it and to throw it away. Like if it's on the table, I'm allowed to take it and throw it away. If it happens to land, not to kill it. We're not talking about killing it because that you can't do. But just to take it and throw it away to a place whereby it's not, you know, like out the window or whatever, where it won't be bothering me. Okay, so we'll see how we work with that, or possibly there's another case scenario, interesting, if it takes away a person's sleep, right? Sometimes a person's trying to sleep and there's something flying around, a fly or a mosquito or these type of things, and it's to the point that I just push it, I can't sleep. I mean, is that the same halacha as tzar haguf? But we'll talk about that a little bit more upcoming shiurim. Thank you for listening. Hatzlacha and bracha. Kol tuv.